Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 322. As you may or may not know, I am in the thick of it as a new mom. And at the time of this recording, Timmy is almost 5 months old. He's still nursing. We're not sleeping, right? All the stereotypical things of motherhood. And so whether you're pregnant or not, I know you're going to have an aha moment during today's episode. And if you too are going through any sort of transitional phase of life, just know that there is a way that you can nourish your body, even if it feels really difficult to eat intuitively right now. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. First, let's start by taking a step back and looking at the facts. What are your current habits? What are your current routines? Are you routinely skipping breakfast and just jumping right into mom life? Maybe you've gone back to work and you're just powering through lunch and working so you can leave right at 4 so you can hit daycare drop-off. Or maybe once you put the baby down for the night, you're just living in the kitchen. You're just eating ravenously. So take a step back, remove the emotion. Like, what are some of the patterns that you notice that you're falling into when it comes to your eating habits? Now, once you've identified, you've kind of got a picture, I want you to ask yourself, how are you feeling physically? How are you feeling emotionally? Do just like a quick little body scan. What are you feeling? I'm going to go ahead and guess that you too are maybe sleep deprived. Maybe you're feeling really fatigued. Maybe you feel tense in the shoulders, physically tight and stressed. Many new moms, myself included, are just operating at a very high state of stress. Positive stress maybe, but stress is stress, whether it's positive or negative. And when you are stressed, cortisol, right, that hormone is elevated. And for some, this may actually blunt your hunger hormones. However, if you are having lack of appetite, or even to the point of if you can't eat, definitely talk to your doctor, because loss of appetite can also be a common symptom of not just postpartum depression, but depression in general. So look at the patterns, what's happening. Assess, what are you feeling? How are you feeling? Not just physically in your body, but also kind of mentally and emotionally. Now I want you to decide right now, what can you commit to as your daily standard? Just accept the fact that nourishing yourself is likely going to look different throughout the season of life. Maybe your appetite isn't there yet, or due to what you're experiencing mentally. So can you commit to small, frequent meals in the meantime to keep you going until your appetite returns? Or maybe you recognize that you're breastfeeding and you are just feeling hungry all the time. Know that this too is completely normal. It's completely healthy. You are feeding both yourself and a baby, and producing milk requires quite a bit of extra energy and food. So what is going to be your daily standard, whether it's number of meals, whether it's a certain time of day when you're going to have snacks, like what is just going to be the minimum that feels doable? That's just your standard. That's kind of the least you do when it comes to nourishing your body. Now I want you to think, how can I get more bang for my buck? And to be honest, eating choices postpartum really honestly aren't that different from a normal healthy eating pattern. you still want to aim for a variety while including all food groups so you can get a full range of nutrients. Some main areas to focus on might be getting plenty of fiber, plenty of fluids. You know, constipation is common for many postpartum women, so that is definitely a great place to start. Some areas you might want to focus on from a timing standpoint, right? Maybe time is a barrier to nourishing yourself. You might focus on iron-rich foods like lean red meat, lentils, beans, oatmeal. I can't remember, this probably was like a month ago, I was actually feeling like I'm iron deficient, because I was actually iron deficient before the baby. And it's so fascinating. Like, you know, they do all these tests. I could do a whole nother podcast on postpartum care, but you get this lab work done pretty regularly. Prenatal, like before you have the baby, and then postpartum, there's really little to no follow-up. And so I thought, oh my gosh, I was deficient before. Chances are I may still be deficient now, because I stopped taking an iron supplement. I just wasn't registering. And that was something that I did personally, because I had that knowledge of, I just started introducing some more iron-rich foods, just being intentional. Like, that was one thing that was like, okay, this is my new minimum now. I'm going to try to include iron-rich foods, not even committing to a certain time of day. It's just, I'm going to buy these things and incorporate them sometime in my week. And I tell you what, I already feel better. So, you know, there is power in nutrition and the way that we nourish ourselves. And so many times it can be an oversight in the season of life. Maybe this is a season of life where you purchase the pre-cut fruits and veggies, and instead of eating those alone, again, we're talking about more bang for your buck, try to pair these with something. So maybe you dip it in yogurt, maybe you dip it in nut butters, maybe you eat it with a piece of cheese for some extra calories. Maybe it's trail mix, right? Kind of a quick one-handed easy meal, or a bar or something like that. Whole grains, you know, oatmeal, overnight oats with chia seeds, smoothies. Those are things that you can put a lot of energy dense, but also nutrient dense items in there, and get kind of, you know, you're eating quick. Maybe you're in that phase where it's like one-handed, what can I eat? When can I eat now? And so how can you be more efficient with those choices? And then of course, continue to take a prenatal. I don't think this is talked about enough, but it's actually really beneficial to continue taking a prenatal, especially if you are still nursing. And lastly, give yourself grace. Remember that this season will pass. You are in such a transformative stage of life right now, and perfection maybe feels like it's being demanded of you in other areas. And just know that with food, it doesn't have to be that way. The more that you can lean into intuitive eating and a non-diet approach, the more you are going to just naturally role model that for your little one also. Enjoy the season of life. Celebrate the little things, and just know that by nourishing yourself in the best way that you can, you and your baby are going to be just fine. I invite you to join our free private community. We'll put the link in the show notes, or send me a DM on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at KT Hake, or you can DM the podcast at Fit Friends Happy Hour, because I would just love to know who our mamas are that are listeners, because wow, it's a whole nother stage of life, that's for sure. And as always, I hope to take you along the journey with me, but I would love to hear where you're at in your stage of life and how I can support you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.